Blog Talk Radio.
Essential oils, various for the family. For cooking, energy boost, better sleep, nerve pain, cold and flu, immune boost, and more. Order today for delivery. Refresh 2-0, an independent wellness advocate. Call 504-298-3898 or check out www.mydoterra.com/refresh2-0. That's www.mydoterra.com/refresh2-0. Beautician, stylist, cosmetologist, consultant for Pure Indian Remy Hair, Extreme Hair Multiplex, and relax your salon with essential oils, diffusers. Reach Refresh 2-0 and style on. Call 504-298-8398. www.mydoterra.com/refresh2-0. That's www.mydoterra.com/refresh2-0 and newfacesglobalnetwork.com/refresh2-0. That's newfacglobalnetwork.com/refresh2-0 #refresh2-0. Essential oils, various for the family. For cooking, energy boost, better sleep, nerve pain, cold and flu, immune boost, and more. Order today for delivery. Refresh 2-0, an independent wellness advocate. Call 504-298-3898 or check out www.mydoterra.com/refresh2-0. That's www.mydoterra.com/refresh2-0.
Hello, family. This is Jesus, creating economic self-sufficiency. Creating economic self-sufficiency. We had a little technical issues earlier. But nevertheless, we're here. We're ready to rock and roll. Jesus, creating economic self-sufficiency. Like I always most of the time explain. First, one of the great, to think of an imagination, to confirm the world or the physical aspect of themselves, outside of themselves, into the reality of what they think. So when you're creating your economic, it's be able to understand the demands and the supplies around you, the commerce of people to interact with each other, to get supplies and goods. So that you could be self-efficient by being able to detect what's needed to be able to allow yourself to make the right choices in providing the goods or the services that the people will appreciate. And that's how one is able to create their economic self-sufficiency But you do it. You are the one that order your steps. You are the one that follow your heart to allow the energy, the eternal, created inside you to lead you the right way, to go about creating your economic self-sufficiency. Now, the topic tonight is how to, one, incarnate as a youth. Now, I know most people, when they hear that, they're like, what you mean, right? Incarnate into a youth. You know, how do you go about turning back the hands of time? How do you wind back the clock? You know, everybody would love to know how to live a little longer. Everybody would love to know how to live a little younger. You know, we always can remember back in the days as we were youths, growing up, being able to have more energy, being able to move around a little more freely, just being carefree and enjoying life as it is given to us. Most of us had much lack of wisdom that we have now. But as time passes on, we gain information, we gain experience, and we make a little more, you know, proper decisions on how we go about doing things. But it is a way, and it is a possibility to incarnate as a youth. Now, before I get into speaking more on that topic, we'd love to understand what the word incarnate is and how it has been used before, how we have heard it and may not understand it in this content of it being used. Now, most of the time, we'll say, normally you'll be familiar with the word reincarnate. And we are familiar with people living before. Or one may say, okay, they had a past life. Well, they was here before, and now they're here again. Some religious group will say, you know what? I'm going to go and find out my past life. I'm going to go and find out where I was before, what I did, you know, back in the days when I was here. So I'll have a better understanding of who I am now. A lot of us, we do a lot of things and try to figure out our dispensation in life and our purpose and what we should be doing in life. We try a lot of methods. We spend a lot of money on it. We go to people that read Han and read the feet. Most of the times, you know, these people are very, very convincing. And by the time they finish telling you what they're going to do, there's no other choice but to listen and actually go through with it. Whether if they're going to spend $100 for half an hour or $300 for half an hour. Because we all want to know. Most of us are afraid of the unknown. Most of us are afraid of just not knowing. And we all want to know. We want to know, will our future be prosperous? Will our future be unprosperous? And if it is, how do we go about changing it? How do we assure a better future in our life? How do we know what's going to happen? Is it worth taking this step? Is it worth listening to a brother or sister and taking their advice? Just imagine if we all had a crystal ball, and this ball is able to guide us to your life. Just imagine that there was a way to be able to know and have a pretty accurate. Now, I would never say there's 100% accuracy in the future, but we could at least say 90% accuracy and say, okay, this is it. Because there's always cause and effect. they're always things happening or things coming up that may alter the course that you might have set or foresee for yourself. So I don't think you could always be 100% of the future, but going on the right path, there's always that 5 to 10% that anything could happen beyond your control. You know, anything could happen that you just did not predict, and it was never even aligned in the future. But somehow, some way, something came and altered it. So we all really do not know, and most of us try to find a way to know. Nothing is wrong with that. No, nothing is wrong trying to find a surety that if you take a certain path, it will actually lead you to a path that you wanted to go, a path that you wanted to travel on, a path that shows a much brighter and better future from your perspective, because everybody's future is different. Everybody wants a part that they think about and they believe that is right for them. Everybody truly believe what's on their heart is the actual part that should be taken. And most of the time, they believe that it's actually part where many others should be taken besides themselves. So a lot of times you see where people convince others and they tell them, well, if you don't do this, then this may happen. And some get into religion organization or just any organization and start telling people what's going to happen and this is how your life's going to turn out. And, you know, these are the path. This was the prophecy. You know, this is the science behind it. You know, a lot of times it's pretty hard to predict a human behavior or a future of a human being because we all have something called free choice. And because we have that, you cannot really predict to happen in another human being life because a free will could change us at any moment. So just watching a TV show could just change your mind. You know, you might then be on this path saying, you know, this is what I'm going to do. No matter what happens, I am going to do this. And then you end up watching this TV show, and there was somehow wisdom pour on you that you never had before. But just watching probably a 30-minute TV show, and 10 seconds of that show allow you to put your mindset in some of what you just never, ever thought about before. And because of that, then that 90 to 95% accuracy, like I say, I don't think it'll ever be 100% because then there wouldn't be a change. But that 90 to 95% accuracy can throw the door and it changes to a whole new different paradigm on the way you think. Or just by meeting somebody on the streets, meeting somebody going to a grocery store, and you learn something that you just didn't know. So predicting the future and turning back time and trying to connect everything is really all determined of the person's mindset, determining on how the person eats as well, too, because some of us could say, well, I feel young. You know, we could be in our 50s and 60s, not having the best time of our life. Not having the best time of our life. And we decided to change our diet. And in changing our diet, we feel like we're 20 years younger. And we just say, you know what? Man, I'm going to feel like I'm a youth again. I got my energy. I'm backing up and I'm working. I'm doing things I couldn't do. I could see better. And, man, this is just amazing. I go to the gym and pump some iron, do some weights. You know, these things I just could not have done until I decided to change my diet, change my thoughts, and change the way how I do things to exercise it and stop being lazy. You know, that even there has a turn back to you. You know, like I said, it's a concept of the mind on how a person feels. And if they feel that that helps them turn back the hands of time and allow them to feel like they're 20, I don't know, 25, depends on how they're feeling, younger again, they'll be considered to themselves that, hey, you know, I'm a youth, man, you know. I'm not how I used to be anymore, being lazy, trying to get up and, you know, eating food, and after I'm done eating it, I just want to go sleep. You know, some of us would say, oh, that's just good food, and it put you to sleep how good the food was when, in all truth, whenever you eat, it's supposed to actually give you energy. And then giving you energy, it allows you to move around even more freely and do things at a more pace with strength and endurance, because it's supposed to give the body the nutrients, the way to always move forward. You know, there's no such thing as after I eat something, I'm all tired. That's saying that the body has actually overworked itself and there's something going on or should not be going on with the body. Now, you know, we all would still love to know how one incarnate as a youth. And when you incarnate, what you're doing is you're going into a body. Like, I'm going to use some of the scriptures when they say God incarnate into man. He incarnates into man. And some of us may say, you know, it's just God. We're not going to question it. We're not going to wonder how it happened, because it's God. You know, once the word God is mentioned, we don't go no more further investigation. We don't look more in depth into it to even wonder what that meant or how it even happened. Because once you mention the word God, that's pretty much a done deal. You know, it's no reason to look into it anymore, because we say God does anything, and at that point, there's no hope for us to follow. Even though we were made in the image and likeness of God, you know, God to himself, he created man in the image and the likeness of him. He even also, according to scripture, stated that David is a man after his own heart. So the same God that does stuff is the same God that state that we are created in the image and likeness of him. And man is after his own heart. Example, David. And the same God took a man and made him into a God, Moses. As it stated, Moses was a God unto Pharaoh. They say Moses was a God unto Pharaoh. And not only he was a God, he also had a prophet as well. As we know, when God is amongst the people, he sends his prophet to speak for him. So Moses himself also had a prophet. If he had a prophet and he's able to move around and do things, then it is possible. Just, you know, maybe think about it. We are really the likeness, and we are in the image of God, and we really could take on the same status as others prior to us could have been able to take on. And if they are able to take on these status and do these things, then why we doubt ourselves? Why do we think that we're not able to incarnate when we're after the image and likeness of the Creator and he's able to incarnate? Why do we doubt ourselves? And I really oppose that question. And for those who may have a chance to call in, y'all can give your take on it as well. because I think we make ourselves so little that no matter what, we can't do nothing. Whenever that there's a name or a title God attached to it, or something we feel that is far-fetched, we just feel, okay, I'm not going to even touch that or look into that. But like I said, we look into the word incarnate. It just means to be or go into another human form. As God incarnated, or Jesus is the incarnation of God, then we can be an incarnation of another human being. Yes, we could do it. It don't mean that we turn back to house of time. It never stated that in the scripture that God turned back to hands of time, or never said that God rebirthed. Didn't say that either. So it don't mean that we get reborn again. It said that he incarnated into man. So what or how or what do it really mean that he incarnated into man? Jesus said himself that he is about his father's business. He said himself that he's doing his father's will. And if he's doing his father's will, that means he has to have the mindset. He has to know something what needs to be done the way his father thinks. He has to know the instructions that his father wants to be carried out. So his mind have to be the mind of the Father. And these are the indications that we gotten to know that God incarnated into man. Even there's a scripture where Paul stated, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Now, that's a very profound statement that Paul said, let this mind be in you that also was in Christ Jesus. Now, he could have said, be the mind of Jesus. He could have easily said that, but he didn't. He said, let this mind be in you that also was in Christ Jesus. So that would tell me that there is a mind that was in Jesus, not of his own. There was a mind that was in Jesus that he himself not developed, but something was in him, something incarnated in him. And if you look at, you can go King James Version, look up Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, just to give you the scripture, where it talks about, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, so that way you can read it for yourself. And that's Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, King James Version, I got it from. And if a mind was in Christ Jesus, see, let's kind of break this down a little bit more, because when you look at Jesus, Jesus was a physical body according to the teachings. Being a physical body, we all need a mind. And most of the time, our mind is developed from the old impression and the inside impression. And he said, let this mind be in you that also was in Christ Jesus. So some type of information was applied to this body. We all know Jesus at a very young age, according to scripture, went to study in Egypt. Now we know the scripture didn't say he went to study, but he went to Egypt. I want you to go somewhere. There's always an outside impression going to be applied on you. So I look at studying. You have to be affected by outside impression, whether it's a negative or a positive. You still are being affected by it. no matter what, how you look at it. And that will actually react towards the inside of you, because we have information in us as well too, DNA. And because of that, we all is able to determine our moves and our thoughts and what we want to do. And I'm here today to talk more about this incarnation and how can we pass it on. How can we better our future? Because time is one of the most precious, valuable assets that everyone have. Time is very important. And we all will get to a point where we're going to realize that time is against us. What I mean by that is that we're not going to be able to move around like we used to. We're not going to be able to express our opinions like we used to and get things done. So the best thing to do is, if you want your future to be developed in a way that you think it should be, you should really invest in the youth. You should really invest in the youth. And how do you go about investing in the youth? To the topic I'm saying. Incarnate. You incarnate yourself into the youth. In other words, you take whatever information that you learned throughout the past. And if you see a youth taking the wrong path, doing things you know they should not be doing, they have some habits that is very dangerous to them. You teach them, and you incarnate a positive habit in them. See, incarnate is just taking information and transferring it over into another human being. That's why I say, let this mind be in you that also was in Christ Jesus. Because as we grew up, we become adults or young teenagers, we already have a developed mind. But he said, let this mind be in you. So there's another thought. There's another type of consciousness he is impressing in that scripture that you have to take on. So an incarnation of a positive and a righteous way of doing things will be impressed into your brain, or incarnate brain, which rises your consciousness of vibration and being positive. So we all can incarnate ourselves into you by being a mentor. We all can incarnate ourselves into the young people and change the whole way the future is heading. Most of our young people are doing violence. Most of the time, they may not have the right guidance. Most of the time, they just do not know what to do. So we need to start incarnating the right and the proper attitude in them. Teach them how to go on an interview. So we're thinking that when we talk to a youth or we teach a youth, it just talks. Oh, yeah, you know, I just taught them some stuff. You are actually incarnating yourself, your thought patterns. When I say yourself, your thoughts, the way, your attitude, the way how you would have done things, the better future of another person, you're incarnating that into that you. So when you look back and you say you don't know those same attributes, those same habits that you know that works, that's actually you into that you. So you are incarnating as a you into another body. Your thoughts are in that you. So we may never look at it like that. But that's what the scripture speaks about. Jesus went to Egypt. He was taught the ways of God. He was taught. Some may just say it was given to him. Some may say it's the Holy Spirit put in him. Nothing's wrong with saying that. But we do know that there was a consciousness, there was a positive thinking, there was some habit, positive action, impressed in the brain and the mind of Jesus. We know that. So, being that we are the image and likeness of the Creator, while we cannot impress or impose a positive thinking and action in the minds of the youth, Let's start to incarnate these habits that the youth need. Let's start to incarnate the attitudes that they need. Because a lot of times they just don't know that their attitude will take them, good manners, far in life. They just don't know that. All they know at the moment is that they're enjoying it, just like we have done. You know, I'm not saying they just don't whatever they want to do. I said, if we were perfect, we're guilty too. We have done it. We have taken those steps that we should not have taken. We have went the wrong path as well. There are many times where we have heard things we know is right, but we just choose not to listen. We have heard things that we know would not have ended up as a good result, but we just choose to do what we want to. And there are times that, yes, we hear things, but we never had an example to move off. So I'm saying here, on this show, how do one incarnate as a youth? You got to take the time out. Like, time is the most precious asset. You have to take the time out. When you're looking for a change in the youth life, you have to put time in there. Because when you incarnating as a youth, it takes time. It really do. Jesus had to spend many time with the Father. He went 40 days and 40 nights. And even after that, he still was tempted. But he prevailed. So we're going to take time with our youth. In order to get that habit out of that youth or away from that youth, I would not suggest to always bash the youth about the habit. I would suggest to create or show them a new habit to take on. If you want to change in the youth life, let's not talk about the bad things that they're doing, but let's talk about the solution that could be given. Because the only time a change will happen is when a solution is presented. A lot of times, especially people who say they're conscious, people who say that they know teachers, you know, they always speak on the negative. They have to realize people are watching them. Youths are watching them. Youths growing up, little kids are watching as well. Because most of the time, if they're growing up or youth watching, they're following the older people and watching what they're watching. So they got to realize that they're being watched. And if you continue preaching this negative vibe or this negative outcome what's happening in the world and expecting a change, that's almost like insanity. It don't make sense to speak about violence all day long. If somebody's getting killed, murdered, steal from being in prison, and that's all you're going to talk about. Now these younger people are growing up and watching and hearing you, and that's all they're hearing from you, what type of life you expect for them to have when that's all you're feeding them. You're no different than the person on the television exposing this type of violence, because you're a media as well, too. When you open your mouth, you are representing the media. And if that's all you're going to talk about, you are no less guilty than the actual crime committed itself. No less guilty. Because when a crime is being committed, that's the physical aspect being shown, that stirs up emotion. But if you're just speaking on that constantly, I'm not saying to don't speak on it at all, because that's the only way to bring justice is to have a voice. But if you constantly, I'm saying, every year in and year out, speaking just on that, a child, a young child, will hear that. And a young child will think that's all it is. So we got to be careful on what we talk about 90% of the time. If 10% of the time you may mention something positive and 90% are negative, a child going to think that's all that this world has to offer. So I'm going to say, and I'm saying, that when you want a change to happen, let's not concentrate on the negativity, on the killing and robbing, all the other stuff that's happening, but let's concentrate on the solution. And if you are that emotional about it. And you want to just put in some words about what's happening, I would say, but 25% speak about it, let it be known, and use the next 75% on solutions. Because the solution is we're going to take care of the problem. So you can't say to a child, okay, I want you all to start going on the internet. And when you know they only have an analog phone that do not allow them to go on the internet. And they only speak about, oh, this analog phone ain't no good. This analog phone ain't get you nowhere. This analog phone ain't going to allow you to see what's going on in the world. This analog phone don't have the capability of traveling the world by being able to just one click and go here and go there. But if you provide a phone, speak on that phone, on a smartphone, but the smartphone is allowed to go on the smartphone is allowed to watch YouTube, guess what can happen? Now you're shifting the mindset of the youth from the analog phone, and they surely will look into the smartphone. So that's how you have to approach it. When you're only approaching it from a negative point, they only have the negative point to feed off. But when you approach it from a positive point, now an incarnation of a positive could be impressed in their brain. And they'll always remember you. They say, I remember so-and-so said this and it clicked. So-and-so did this and showed me the way. And from that point on, you actually are inside or embedded in the brain of that you. You represent that you. And there may be many more representing inside that you who have decided to incarnate in that you. You know, you don't just go to you and help them out and think, boom, that went over. You may not see it right then, but you are in that you. You are incarnated in that you. But your incarnation may not represent until 3 or 5 years later. Don't worry about representing now. The point is you give your time. Most valuable asset a human can have is time. You have given it. And you have incarnated your consciousness into this. And you are part of that you. The experience that you have transferred over. It's just like the DNA. That's why I got the picture of the DNA in the heart. Because once you have a cell has DNA that holds information of the past cells. And how that information transfer over is through the RNA replicating that and allowing the transformation to pass over into the new cells. Now, that don't mean the cell is going to manifest what it has at that moment, but when it's time for it, because a cell is going to hold all the information, like a baby about to be born, right? So when the cell goes into the womb, or the sperm goes into the womb of the mother, it don't go in there with hands, foot, neck. It don't go in there with all of that stuff. Because it ain't time for it to manifest. It's not time. But the information is in that cell. The incarnation of one cell to another, to the transfer of the DNA by using the process of the RNA to replicate it, is still in that cell. And when it's time for the development of the limbs, then they start to develop. So let's not look at our youth and say, well, I've talked to her. I have talked to him. And it ain't no hope. You just don't stop. You put that time in that youth. That way you incarnate into a youth. And once you do that, it's going to be a time. But those same words that you use, the same teaching that you give, and you told that you can make it happen. Don't worry about that. Just believe in yourself. Anything you put your mind to, it can happen. They're going to remember that. A day is going to come that the same incarnation that you did with them is going to rise to the top. And they're going to remember. And they're going to be very thankful that you took the most valuable asset of your life and present it to them and allow them to have information that they never had before. So when you try to better a life of you, always try to look and engage into the positive aspect of life. I'm not saying that there ain't nothing negative to avoid it, but don't spend 90 to 95% on that information. And that goes for anything. Whatever you're doing, let's not try to spend our whole life on the same information over and over and over and over again. And we have no solution to give. The only way to make that change to really happen is to provide a solution. As you incarnate into you, and even not just into you, but the show is about a youth, but whoever life you touch, you actually is incarnating inside them. But just about transferring one information to another, like a cell does it all the time, the whole purpose of a cell is to gather information. That's the whole purpose. And after it does that, it transfers the information. That's why a cell is there. As time goes on, it studies the environment. Just to give an example, it studies the environment. It noticed that, okay, the apple is 10 feet in the sky and you're trying to reach it, but you're not tall enough. Most likely, a couple generations later, it will grow taller so it will be able to reach the apple. That's what the cells do. That's what DNA do. The DNA studies us, and it develops into a way that whatever we try to accomplish as a whole, it does it for us and make sure we're able to accomplish it. So we always have to learn how to be a positive problem-solving person to incarnate positive problem-solving solutions. Instead of only speaking on the negative, promising people stuff, telling people, oh, you know, let's raise some money and I got this going on, or we're going to save the kids, or we're going to save the community, you know, but we just need $10 million or $50 million or what, no, what's so on. And you're raising all this money, but how could you raise or talk about raising funds and don't even have no type of business plan? No type of plan at all written out to show the people, but just a couple of words. Or maybe a paragraph. How is that possible? I mean, you're going to have some people that's going to follow, maybe because of your popularity. And you're going to incarnate in some of those people. And those people are going to be an extension of you. So incarnation is an extension of oneself as well. That's another way to use it. Because if I got 10 followers who are doing exactly what I'm telling them, I did incarnate in them, and now they are the extension of me. Because the way they act and the way they go about things would be how I would have approached a situation and act. And that's what I'm saying when you're dealing with the youth. They're going to act like the way you tell them to act, because you're going to be incarnated inside them. But let's not allow them to act on just repeating things over and over like they're the news broadcaster. The news doing a fine job repeating. They're doing a fine job just talking. We don't need people to be new broadcasters. I ain't getting paid for it. I mean, I think when anyone want to broadcast the news as a job, they should get some type of compensation. You know, let's not do it for free. So let's get our job and make it into a solution. They done broadcasting very well. They don't need the extra help. They don't need the extra help. So when you hear that murder is going up high, killing is on a rampant, let's say to ourselves, okay, I know murder is increasing. I know the violence is increasing. I know our youth's mind is being affected, or these violence is in incarnating in them, or the attitude of the people who are being violently watching is incarnating in them as well. How do I incarnate myself as a youth now for them to be positive, for them to say, you know, I don't have to take that route. I don't have to have a community of just violent people. My community do not have to be dictated by these TV shows or by these news broadcasts, by these people who I only see being locked up or being killed and going to jail, and it's like life just don't matter to them. How do I make that change as a youth? These are things we have to look at and focus on. And with JESUS and creating economic self-sufficiency, this is one of the mission that I'm looking forward to, but my board, who is a part of it, and those who are supporting, and those who will be coming along and seeing that there is a better future for our youth, there is a way that if we work together, we all, not just me, not just my board, not just the organization, we all could incarnate a part of us to make a youth better, for a better future for all of us. Because it's really about all of us at the end of the day. Because we still got to live. We still a part of this earth. We don't just disappear when the youths come on. But we may not be as active as we were being younger. And they are the one that's active. So why not incarnate in them the positive things that's needed and allow them to be extension of the light that we learn to be positive. And we all need to start looking at the positive attributes of life to be put inside these youths, because time is winding down. Time ain't like how it used to be. It's even moving faster, seems like to me. If any one of any questions or any comments, you could say anything. The lines are open. Any comments or any questions? All right. Anytime if you have anything to say, you're free to say it. But I think it's very important that we spend more of our energy into our youth, because it's just not the youth that we're spending our energy into. It's actually ourselves. Because the youth is what making up us as human beings, and they're taking over. And whatever information they have, they're transferring it over to the others. It's just like a cell. See, if you watch a cell and study a cell, the cell takes in all information. It's not biased. It's not biased at all. All information. Get from the information, it uses what benefits the whole. What is more practical to allow the body to survive? Because the goal is about being surviving. So that's why it takes in all information and it uses it and it transfers it to a new cell to allow the new cell to know what to do. Not that it has to go through the same steps it went through and make the mistake it made, but it has the information, so it don't have to make those mistakes that was made already in the past, but take on new experiences and develop more and pass on the information to another cell. So now the other cell is more in tune of the environment now, and it being dealing with that, it's able to do its thing. And because it's able to do its thing, it's able to create a better world with a better solution. So it's not about you just arguing, oh, but this going on, too much killing, it's too much that, too much that. No, everything that you see happening, you're supposed to take in the information and you're supposed to better yourself and pass it on for the next generation to better itself. And it being able to better itself, we are all, not just one, two, three, four, five, we are all incarnating ourself into the next generation or into the youth. And I think that most of the times we all say, I want to see a better future. I want to see where we all could be at peace. We could work as one. We don't have to worry about the troubles of life. But we have to put the work in, family. Put the work in. We have to. That's the only way to go about doing things. That's the only way to see that we're able to make things happen. And if we don't decide to put the work in, that means you've got to start back from zero, like we did. And if they're starting back from zero and not having someone incarnating in them, family, you know, it's going to be the same situation over and over. The same complaints is going to happen over and over and over again. And we should not allow a child 20 years to find out what needs to be done when we already took that 20 years to find out. So that same 20 years that we took, we should have been able to incarnate that information in that child and let that child take another 20 years on something totally different, better in the future of the next generation. That's the purpose of incarnation, is don't allow a youth to make the same mistake that was made the last 10 years. But when new problems arise, they have information that you didn't have before to deal with the new problem and gather this new information so they could pass that on. So they can now be 20, 30 years in the plus, not in the minus trying to figure it out. Because a lot of us try to figure it out. And when we try to figure it out, you know, we take a while. Like, just say I've met a gentleman who took the time out. Like I say, time is the most valuable asset. He took the time out with me. And I always was a person who wanted to learn and who wanted to research. And I'm like, I need to read these books. I need to study this. I need to listen to that. You know what he told me? He said, listen, man, I don't see we are parallel lives. I don't need you to read this book, to listen to this, listen to that. I don't need you to go about doing all these things, wasting 5 years of your life. But all you got to do is take one, two, three, or maybe five books he recommended, some things to listen to, and he said you could cut 5 to 10 years of your life short and put it into one, taking the same path he took. What he did was he incarnated his consciousness into my brain. And when he did that, family, let me tell you, when he did that, the thought, the way he thinks, if I were to ask him a question, I already know the answer. And when I say I know the answer, I mean I know how he's going to think, because he has incarnated himself into me. So it is real to incarnate into someone else. The lines are open. If anybody have a question or a comment, they can say something.
Good evening, Brother Jess. How are you doing?
Good evening.
Great show. I like the topic. But I see a different problem as far as incarnating into our youth. We have so much of the media. It's not just your parents or the people that surround you that incarnate, I guess what you want to say, into the youth. But you have media influence as well. And we all know how negative the media is and the images that they portray. And that information is also being incarnated into the youth. What is your take on that?
That is so true. That is so true, sister. You know, we do look up to our parents, and most of the times we'll say, blame the parents, or blame the guardian. You know, we do say that, and we put a lot of pressure on the parents when you may have a lot of parents out there doing their best, all spending their time, you know, putting every effort possible to be positive to their child. But yet, they're in front of the TV, spending average 3, 5, 6 hours a day. So the TV have more time to raise that child mentally, not physically, not supporting the needs of the child, but mentally, and having this negative effect. And I'm not going to say all, but just use the word negative because I will say it's more most likely, but nevertheless, having an effect on the child. So, like I said, with just us being an organization for the youth, a youth organization, which is dealing with economic self-sufficiency of an entrepreneurship, there's something called Stay Focused Youth. It is a media that Just Us Youth Organization came about, me being involved with it. It's a media called Stay Focused Youth TV. You can go and type it up on Google and look up Stay Focused Youth TV. It's one word, Stay Focused Youth TV. And once you're able to stay focused in life, whether it's the media, friends, whoever around you, you can always overcome any obstacles and live your dream. Stay Focused Youth TV. It's on YouTube as well, too. Like I said, you could type it in and look it up and see the blessing that it actually brings. And what it is really about is taking a youth and putting a youth in a position where a youth now not only have a vision, but actually could speak to a business owner or a STEM professional, which is science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Once you're able to take a youth and put them in an environment and result, so if a youth wants to be a carpenter, and you take that youth in the environment of a carpenter and speak to the carpenter, interview them. Their vision is to be a carpenter, but their vision of a carpenter is in front of them physically, and they're speaking directly to their physical vision, and their vision that is physical is educating them on the steps they took and situation to look out for. As if he could say or she could say, well, I cried sometimes. Sometimes I feel like giving up. Sometimes I felt like it was not worth it. I wanted to change fields. It is hard. It takes a lot of your time. So now, that youth, seeing that and hearing that from his physical vision, I'm not saying that you should not have a physical vision to make it happen. You should have a physical vision to make it happen because we all have vision and we can push forward and make it happen. But it even enhances the drive and the focus of a youth when that youth vision is physical as well in front of it in the environment that is going to be its end result. When did you start to experience in hard times? Experiencing times that he or she wants to cry, wants to give up, they're always going to remember Mr. Peterson or Mrs. Peterson told me that, yes, you may want to cry. Yes, you may want to give up. Yes, there's time that we know it's going to feel like it's hard. I want to change careers. But guess what? Mr. Peterson is not an imaginary vision. But Mr. Peterson is a physical reality of my vision. And if I can see Mr. or Mrs. Peterson in front of me being the end result of my vision telling me these things and they are there, I could do it. I know I could do it. because I spoke to my end result. So that's a program that is being put out there for youth now to have an opportunity to speak to the end result, to influence them not into belief, not into hope, but into certainty. See, when you have a vision and you have no end result, you have to believe and push yourself in a belief mindset or a hope mindset. And when you do that, you may not put 100% in your actions. You may put only 70% and hoping that it works. But once you have an end result, physical reality of your vision in front of you, now you're in a certainty mindset and you put in 100% in your action to get a 100% result. Because you know it may be hard, but you know it's possible. You know it has happened. There'll be many times when people say, you cannot run under 10 seconds. You cannot run that 100-meter meter in under 10 seconds. But when that 10-second barrier is broken, you have all kind of people breaking that barrier. So it's no different than when you see your end result as a youth speaking directly at you. It's like a child meet Michael Jordan, and they want to be a basketball player. What do you think would be more effective? If a child meets a mechanic to talk about basketball, or meets Michael Jordan to talk about basketball? Obviously, his end result, or Kobe Bryant, or Stephen Curry, LeBron James, those who are active now, but LeBron James. Obviously, if a child meets his end result, the mindset, see, the mind is so powerful. The brain, we have to really understand how powerful the brain is. The brain is not the fault. We are. The brain could do anything. We'll be put in a position where we say, oh, I'm not speak Spanish. You may go to one Spanish-speaking country or area. I know Spanish, but sit there for a year and see what happens. See what the brain will do. The brain will learn Spanish for you. The brain will adjust to the environment. The brain is the wonder of the world. In my book, he talking about these seven ones. The brain is the wonder of the world. We have to be certain and make it happen. And Stay Focused You is the only program sorting out throughout the world, like I talk about, creating economic self-sufficiency, creating, having an imagination of your thoughts, look around, what being demand, supply, the economy, and see what's needed, and Stay Focused You was birthed to be able to engage the youth and to have a more of a positive thinking and a certain positive action, be certain in their actions that when they're doing things, it have to happen. So we're not going to just be thinking positively, but we're going to be having some certain positive actions as well that's going to happen. I hope that might have answered your question. Do you have any other questions as well that you may want to know, sister? Does anyone else have any other questions or comments or what's the subject?
Yes, I have a comment. How you doing, Brother Jackson? Peace and love to you.
Excellent, Sister Pam.
Wonderful. I'm enjoying the talk and energy, and you're exactly right that I believe in sharing the gifts to those or anyone who is willing to, you know, to embrace it, so therefore they can implement it in their life and to make their life better than to make someone else's life better. So you're exactly right with the energy, the power of the brain. It's definitely it's what's needed first, and then it goes into physical to bring out the reality, you know, that one or vision that one has, and then we can make a better world by each person, you know, teaching each one and to be a nation. And so I'm loving it. It's beautiful. And keep up the good work, brother. And thank you.
Thank you very much, sister. Thank you very much. And just to continue on the brain, I really have to say, believe we overlook our brain a lot. And we will say to ourselves, well, this is all I know. I don't know anymore. Or some of you even say, oh, man, I'm bored. Do you realize that there ain't no machine that can outdo the brain? No machine. The machine is actually patterned from the brain. And you have machines that will pretty much blow anyone's mind. So if that could do that, in your brain, you can't even compare that machine to your brain. What you think you could do? But I still say it takes a lot of incarnation from others who have had or going through the experience to impress it on to younger people for they themselves to develop into a better human being. So we need to start to say, you know, what, you know, I think this should be the new mindset of our people when we're looking to help each other. Let's stop saying the youths are going astray. Let's stop saying our people are going astray. And let's start saying, what could I offer to help better someone? What solution I could give? So instead of saying, you know, oh, this young person just robbed and stole from a shop, we could say, could I provide a way of life for this young person to survive? That's the thinking we need to start saying. So we start to think of solutions like that. And if you can't do it, maybe you may know somebody who could do it. Or maybe you could think of something that you could sit back and say, you know what, they live in this area. Let me start looking at economics and see what are the demand and supply in that area. And once they find that out, now I could share incarnated information into that child. And that child, the same way they're hustling and robbing, see, we have to understand too. We look at criminals that we call them, we attach the word, that do these things. Do you know that a criminal could be the best entrepreneur out there? Because in order to rob somebody, you ain't thinking you're getting caught. You're focused. So just imagine, instead of downing or degrading that person, you give them a solution that's going to be on a positive mindset, and they run with that because they're not going to be thinking on them failing. They're going to be an entrepreneur if their mind could just shift into being positive. Because when they're doing that robbery, they're not thinking on failing. They don't think we're getting catched by the police. They're focused. So just imagine you could take that same focus and put that in building something, building their own business. They're not going to be worried about what he or she got to say or it ain't going to work. All they're saying is, I have to make this work. When they go and run up on Mr. Peterson, they're saying, this has to be successful to get away. Mr. Peterson cannot find out who I am. He has to have at least $500 in his pocket. This must happen. So the same way they're thinking this negative stuff, and you apply this manifestation of this positive in their brain, they're saying this business has to strive. This business has to work. But we have to supply these solutions as the elders. We have to come up with a way that, see, we always say, telling them, oh, you could do this, you could make it happen, but you see, you have to understand that as a cell ain't no different. As a cell, the next, the older cell, don't tell the younger cell, you could do it, it could make it happen. When that cell splits, it passes on that information. Maybe you didn't know that. That cell, when it splits, to prepare to die, it pass on that information. It don't say, well, there ain't gonna be no information passed on. You just gotta figure it out. Or we would not have known. We'd be dead. There wouldn't be nobody. This is why our generation is being destroyed. We have to pass on. A lot of us take all of the information to our grave. What if a cell did that? How would the finger and the toes know to grow? How would the eyes know what to do for you to see? And the ears, how would it know? But it's not selfish. It knows its purpose in life. It passes on the information to the rest of the body to survive. It understands the law of nature, self-preservation. It passes it on. So we have to do the same. A lot of us go to a road or go on a journey, mess up 100 times, and then figure it out. You know what we tell? He's going to figure it out. She's going to figure it out. Yeah, but being locked up, starved, short, why all the figuring out have to happen? The cell don't do that. The cell just understand it has a short lifespan, like we do. And in order for the body as whole to survive, it has to pass on its experience. And we all really do not want to die. But in our reality, we only thoughts, energy. And if you're looking to live forever, as we all as a people will dream for that to happen, one way is passing on information. Your thought's going to live forever. Child's not going to forget you. And that same thought you pass on will continue on and on and on and on and on. We have to pass on the information. I'm not saying that you have a great idea and you give it up. Do not preserve self, because somebody else using the idea. I'm not saying to do that. Because self-preservation is the first law of nature. Everyone has to bring that in and play. But you still can help others and engage in them to uplift them and doing what they need to do. Because there's a lot of young men out here that just don't have the information. Same with a lot of young women. Do not have the information. And I don't mean personal information or your business information, because it really depends on what dream they have. See, a lot of times you'll have people promising you, oh, if you do this, if you do that, then you'll become rich. That ain't the type of information I'm talking about. I'm talking about if a child say they won't be a doctor, but yet they have no idea how to go about pursuing it. But you went to college, school, institutions, you have the understanding on how to pursue that dream of the child, being that you're more experienced or your friends or companions who may know that information. That's what I'm talking about when I say pass on the information. That type of information you pass on, and versus that child spend a month or so trying to figure out just how to get the information. Why let that child waste all that time? Now, when it's time to apply the information, that's a whole new different thing. See, when the cell passes on its DNA to the RNA, it don't do the work for the cell. Because once it passes it on, the innate of that DNA in that cell knows what to do. So you have to pass it on and allow that child now to determine how it wants life to turn out. But could still guide them if you see fit. But, of course, you can't do the work for the child, but you have to pass it on for them to know. So passing on a positive information and giving them what they need to have is a way of incarnating. As it was stated, like I said earlier in the scripture, that Paul spoke about, said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. So let your mind be so that you could be able to have better habits, better manners, better outlook to life. Because some youth look at life and say, you know, it's not even worth living. And they just take destructive paths. But if you could allow them to see the value and the precious of life, then their outlook to life could be more in a positive manner. Like I said, someone took the time out for me. They took the time out for me. And they took me on a long journey, but on a short path. I didn't have to spend 10, 15 years on a journey. My path was short, and I got the information I need. So now my job, I'm doing the same thing like a cell does. I'll be passing on information called Jess, JES-US.org, with Jess's U organization. Have a program called Stay Focused You, where youths able to see the end results. There'll be more on this topic as time goes on. Friday is to come, next week Friday, and so we'll touch on it again. But we have to be able to manifest in these kids' life, manifest in our child life. We all wonder, what could we do? Be a change that you want to see, to manifest or incarnate as a youth. Incarnate yourself into these youths. Incarnate yourself. All of the experience you have gained, like a cell has, pass the information on. The youths need it. They truly do. Because they are just searching and they're making their own mistakes. They don't know better most of the time. You see them doing violence and you wonder why. They just don't know better. And one good example of a worldwide named person, Malcolm X. He had done stuff. He was a hustler. But when he met Army Elijah Muhammad, which he have gotten passed on information, like a cell does, he changed. So even as an adult, they could change. Many have done it. So do never think a person is too old. Do never think a person is too young. Do never think a person is just too wild or immature or not ready. It's not up to you to determine. Pass on that information like a cell does. So any more any questions or comments that you may want to ask before I close out the show?
Yes, Brother Jesse, this is Sister Pamela. YouTube, what's your YouTube channel again?
Stay, S-T-A-Y, focus, mm-hmm. It's one, all in one, no space, S-T-A-Y,
okay.
FOCUYOUTH, then TV.
Mm-hmm.
Stay Focused You TV.
Oh, okay then. Thank you. I'll be going there shortly. And thank you so much. You've done a great, great job. And I'm really enjoying it. And it's just what we need as a people. So thank you. You have a blessed, blessed night.
Thank you, sister. Any other one?
You're welcome.
Any other comments before I close out or any questions? All right, I want to thank everyone for taking the time out to listen to this program tonight. That's on how to one incarnate as a youth. And it's very important to pass on the information as the cell does so our future at home could be better with the information to make positive changes. I want to thank everyone again and bless, and hopefully for next week, Friday, and everyone else who's on our initial radio station or listening and tuning every day to their shows, because a lot of great information and knowledge is being disseminated on this Blog Talk radio station. And have peace and love and have a successful day. Peace and blessings.